Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska State Board of Education and Early Development has scheduled a special board meeting to be held on August 31st. The purpose of this special meeting is to consider approval of the proposed interscholastic activities regulations regarding transgender athletes. The regulation in question is the Alaska Administrative Code, where interscholastic activities are concerned. The proposal is an update to the code to say Alaska schools and school districts may join eligible activity associations, like the Alaska School Activities Association, as long as those associations ensure only students assigned female at birth participate in girls' high school athletic teams. This resolution was addressed by the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly early in July when the Assembly drafted a resolution in support of the Alaska State Board of Education's resolution. The Borough Assembly adopted this by a vote of 6-2. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough School Board also approved an athletic policy affirming that students' eligibility to play on girls' or boys' sports teams is based on their gender assigned at birth. The State Board's decision to advance the proposed regulation occurred in Soldotna on June 8th when the State Board of Education held a meeting there. The upcoming special meeting will be held via audio conference beginning at 1 p.m. The public is invited to attend via Zoom, although the board will not be taking public comment. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Includes Wednesday, with performances by Sue Biggs and Jack Will and the Derek Poppin Band.
Yeah, this year could not have been any better. I believe our site visit was on the 12th of July. It was our biggest night. We had over 2,600 people in attendance at 7 o'clock. That was the night Dig and Dirt played. They opened with Ellie Nelson. It was beautiful.
Said Maddie McElray, Executive Director of the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce. The music series has provided free public concerts throughout the summer, featuring a beer and wine garden as well as food vendors, but it will not last forever. The Levitt Amp Foundation is in a process of spending down the grant funds used for local music series like the one in Soldotna. Currently, the Soldotna Music Series is funded for 2 more years and could potentially receive additional 3-year grants, but not beyond 2031, when the Levitt Music Series grant will be officially dissolved.
Hopefully and potentially we could, you know, apply for another 3-year grant, but okay. Nothing is promised.
Said McElray. Music will begin this Wednesday at 6 p.m., following the Wednesday market in the Soldotna Creek Park. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Researchers have concluded there's a rare but real risk that an earthquake-produced tsunami could inundate parts of coastal Anchorage under certain conditions. Previously, researchers said the shallow waters of the Upper Cook Inlet would work to diminish the power of a tsunami wave on Alaska's largest city. But the Anchorage Daily News quoted an expert as saying that this assumption was not based on scientific modeling. The newspaper says a new report from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the Alaska Division of Geological and Geophysical Survey is based on a first-time effort to model potential tsunami impacts based on various earthquake scenarios. The FBI Anchorage Field Office is seeking information regarding a bank robbery that took place on Monday, August 28th, at approximately 2:46 p.m. at the Credit Union 1 branch located on DeBar Road in Anchorage. An unknown suspect entered the bank and presented a demand note, which threatened harm to individuals in the bank if the demands were not met. The suspect is described as approximately 5'11" to 6 feet tall, approximately 170 pounds with a raspy voice. He was described as wearing a blue sweatshirt and sunglasses. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.